AI News by Conjero.
Welcome to the Roundup. Audra Noy here. Today, we track six stories shaping where enterprise AI is headed. Device-hosted agents, per-turn guardrails, a UK planning pilot, CV-first robotic scale, faster inference startup in the cloud, and tighter co-pilot billing. We'll unpack what each change means for operators, regulators, and users.
First up, NVIDIA is pushing XR AI into AR glasses, moving agentic workflows off laptops and into the wearer's field of view. That's not just novelty. It reframes the UI for decision support and hands-free guidance for field workers, surgeons, and technicians.
That device-first shift brings practical consequences, lower latency and richer sensor fusion, but it also forces companies to think about on-device model updates, identity, and sensitive data leaving the cloud. Offline capability becomes a feature, not an afterthought.
AWS updated Bedrock guardrails with Invoke guardrail checks so teams can run safety checks at any agent step without pre-provisioning guardrail resources. It's a neat API for inserting policy checkpoints into the middle of agent workflows.
That API also hands more responsibility to engineering teams. You get flexibility, but you must design the checks, version them, and decide when agent halts versus retries, increasing integration and governance complexity.
Across the pond, a UK housing pilot uses a Gemini-based planning prototype, co-built with DeepMind and councils, to speed planning decisions for households. The goal is measurable time savings in brick-and-mortar processes that have long lagged digital modernization.
Crucially, the pilot layers in accountability. Councils co-developed the tool to preserve human oversight, audit trails, and the right to appeal. That's the experiment. Can speed come without washing out responsibility?
Anybotics opened a D-Factory hub in Barcelona, a clear scale signal for CV-first robotics. A third engineering base means more concentrated computer vision work tied directly to deployment teams tackling real-world variability and edge constraints.
A Barcelona site also helps with deployment consistency, local testing against real infrastructure, standardized data pipelines, and faster iteration on models that must survive dust, lighting changes, and network hiccups in the field.
On the cloud infra side, Amazon added automatic container image caching to SageMaker AI inference. Eliminating image pulls for new instances can cut startup latency roughly in half for large generative containers during scale-out events.
Lower startup time translates to better user-perceived responsiveness and fewer wasted compute cycles. For teams doing bursty inference, container caching is a low-friction optimization that changes auto-scaling economics.
Microsoft is shifting Copilot co-work from a flat rate model toward a usage meter and is weighing a self-hosted fine-tuned DeepSeek V4 option on Azure. That's a move to align pricing with actual consumption and offer on-prem-ish choices for sensitive customers.
That pricing change nudges customers to track usage more closely and evaluate fine-tuning versus cost. Offering a self-hosted fine-tuned model could appeal to enterprises wanting control, but it raises questions about support and versioning.
Take a step back. These stories share a pattern: performance, placement, and control. Agents are moving to endpoints and edge devices, but safety and governance are being baked in with APIs and pilots rather than left as afterthoughts.
Regulatory posture is shifting too. The UK planning pilot and AWS guardrails are examples of governments and vendors experimenting with practical oversight that can scale, rather than relying solely on high-level principles.
Industry strategy is converging on co-design. Hardware moves from CAD to production, software tightens ops, and pricing models force cost discipline. Expect more announcements that combine device improvements with software guardrails and new billing models.
Synthesis? We're seeing maturation, not a rush to bolder tech for its own sake, but incremental hardening, faster UX at the edge, APIs for safety, operational tweaks to cut latency and cost, and pilots that test governance in real settings. Watch how these elements couple over the next 12 months.
Thanks for listening. Algenib here. If any of these shifts affect your stack or policy work, take a short audit this week. Where do you need guardrails? Where can you cache? And where does data need to stay on device? See you next time.
AI News by Conjero.